communities in our ALS communities the chance to select a topic and to prepare it well in advance and to make presentations, panel discussions with interesting speakers here in Mexico. On Tuesday morning, we had 5 general assemblies of all Saralo structures discussing their regional highlights and challenges. As many of you may have attended yesterday afternoon, we had an interesting session on e-crime and e-abuse, which was well attended as well. All these program elements we are now bringing together today in this closing session. I now have the pleasure to introduce and announce Andres Piazza.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Good morning. It's a pleasure for me to be able to talk to you in Spanish at this closing session of the At Large Summit. In the other sessions, the Spanish-speaking internet users, we had said how important it was to have this possibility, and we had to do it in English, and here we are taking a step forward. I'm going to give a brief description of the work of the working groups, what they're doing. The first one has to do with the commitment in terms of participation on the part of the ALSs and the at-large community at ICANN. This one was chaired by Howard Diakit and Fatimata say, and the main focus was linked to the active participation policy as regards general subjects of ICANN's agenda and other issues having to do with translation of documents and the outreach to the regions regarding these thematics and the face-to-face meetings as well as travel. The second working group, chaired by Sebastián Bacholet and Wanda Scapesini, the discussion was linked to ICANN's future governance structure. I wasn't part of this working group. The principal task or concern of this group has to do with the new role of the at-large community and the interaction, the non-commercial stakeholder group. Working group 3 had to do with the new GTLDs and the internationalized domain names. This was chaired by Caleb Imalibovic and Onsu. The perspective from the point of view of the users having to do with strictly with registers. I understand this is essential, and the documents drafted by or that will be drafted by this working group will be an important input, both because of the quality of the participants as well as the importance of the issues. Perhaps this has been one of the biggest successes of the summit. Group number 4 was chaired by Adam Peek and Wolfgang Kleinwächter. I'm sorry about my German. And linked to accountability, transparency at ICANN, a topic that users have been always concerned with, and the issues or the considerations that were discussed here go deeper, even deeper into the relationship regarding what is the subsequent communication from the board and different constituencies when ALAC issues a pronouncement or a statement. The fifth working group, which is DNS and security, this had to do with ICANN's mandate, and this was chaired by Bob Rendler, Lutz Donnerhack, and Patrick van der Waal. This was perhaps the most technical group. The issues were the most technical. Nonetheless, the ALSs who were present and their member and the at-large community members who were there were able to, capitalize an important contribution as regards capacity building. And I haven't seen thoroughly the statement that was issued, but the contribution made by these people was extremely important. Now we're going to go to a short video summary of some of the activities of these working groups. Thank you very much and goodbye.
I would like just to say that when we dream about this summit in the Lisbon meeting, we couldn't imagine that it will happen like that with a so big success. Thank you very much to everybody.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. My name is Wanda Scartesini. I am VC chair. I'm an ALAC VC chair. We're at a summit here with the participation of all of the groups, of the regional groups from all over the world, to deal with various issues having to do with NS issues and ICANN-related issues related to users. Our concern is with the users. So we're working here in group one, which is dealing with participation, how we can improve participation of users. I'm going to give the floor to my friend who was the chair, and that is Fatimata. Fatimata, please. Thank you, Wanda. So I am Fatimata Cecila. I'm from Senegal, and I'm a member of the ALAC Executive Committee, and I am also the president of Working Group 1, which has to do with ALAC's engagement in ICANN. We had to work very quickly and very deeply, so we had to prepare the topics before we arrived in Mexico so that we could, our work could be more profound during the ALAC summit. So we worked together, and we produced a document on participation, on the ALS participation, and the at-large structures who have been accredited by ICANN to participate in policy development and give our advice and our opinions. Don't forget that ALAC issues only advice. So we have a certain amount of recommendations regarding this working group to say, to ask ICANN or request of them how, according to the way we think from our point of view, how we can do it so that the basic communities and the final users can contribute to ICANN activities. I will again give the floor to Wanda. Well, this is not Wanda.
ICANN. Aqui na cidade do México, participamos e estudamos o futuro da estrutura e do governo.
The gentleman is speaking in Portuguese and I don't speak Portuguese, sorry.
Três pontos muito importantes que nós discutimos foi a internacionalização da ICANN, a importância da internacionalização, o multilinguismo, para a gente mostrar e para todos conhecerem sobre mais sobre governo de internet. Outro ponto também é sobre a captura para qualquer instituição ou organização mundial, seja qual for, capture esse patrimônio que é nosso, que é a internet, que é a corporação de nomes e domínio, números e nomes sobre domínio. E também, por final, as novas formas de fundos, de aquisição de fundos, de onde a ICAN vai poder desenvolver, desenvolver todo o seu plano de trabalho no futuro.
I'm Rudy Vansnik, ISOC Belgium and Eurolo member. I was part of the working group 3, focusing on the new GTLDs and new GTLDs IDNs. It was a rough time because we had to go through something like 300 pages we received only 2 days before coming to the summit. But nevertheless, we did a great job. We went through all the documents. We have been sitting together with new ALSs, and we finalized a draft which we are going to bring to the summit final statement, and we hope in the next round the at-large will again be part of this working group.
Hi, hello, good afternoon. I'm from working group 3 of the at-large summit. This working group is on the new GTLD, including IDN GTLDs. I myself, along with other colleagues, going to talk about our working group's work generally, the user's experience in this working group, and especially our documents, that is a statement on new GTLD program that is being developed by ICANN. Here, I want to be emphasized on the third part, that is our drafted documents, a statement on new GTLD program. I want to emphasize a couple of key points. One issue is that ICANN cannot indiscriminately apply a very high fee to all the applicants, irrespective of their sources from developing country or developed country. This is really unfair because it's become a tremendous barrier to those applicants from developing world. And especially it's not consistent with United Nations Millennium Development Goal and the mission of ICANN. ICANN is social responsibility in managing its domain name system. Another issue that should be taken into account of new GTLD fee structure is that they are commercial operators and there will be non-commercial operators. So for those who have no intent or have no capacity, reason to monetize is TLD in the future operation, that shouldn't be a subject to the equally high fee that's going to be imposed on the commercial operators. The last but least point, this is the most important one, you must include it, don't cut this part. This is on independent objector. We do grateful that I can introduce this new mechanism to make the people to advocate for the public good. And a large community are very willing to be the source of the independent objector. We volunteer our services. Of course, if ICANN could accept it, that would be strongly supported by user community. Thank you.
Hi, my name is David Antilak Singh from the Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society. We've just concluded a session in Working Group 3 regarding the introduction of new generic top-level domains. The introduction of new generic top-level domains is, I think, will be a great thing for the global community in giving users choice in their domain names. We just completed a session, and we've outlined some concerns we've had regarding the newly released draft 2 of the new GTLD guidebook, and we'll be releasing that. And I must say, taking out of this from this working group, having only just joined it very less than 2 weeks ago, I've already established a rapport with a lot of the people inside because the atmosphere.
Hi, my name is Darlene Thompson. I'm part of working group number 4, which is transparency and accountability. We got a lot done over the last few days. We've covered all kinds of subjects, and including those were also those in the draft implementation plan for improving institutional confidence, and we would like to recommend items 2.4 and 1.13. We would also like to mention that the timing of documents is very important for transparency as well as public input and giving enough time for that.
I'm Didier Cassoli. I'll just speak about the budget and then transparency. We'd like to have more participation of ALAC in the execution of the budget and then not only in preparation but in execution also. And then we would like to have more details about how allocation is done in this so far.
Okay. My name is Wolfgang Kleinwächter. I was the chair of the Working Group 4 on Transparency and Accountability. I want to say some words on accountability. According to the ICANN bylaws, ICANN is accountable to the global internet community. And with 1.5 billion internet users, I think this is a great challenge for ICANN. The at-large community represents to a high degree the individual internet users. And we think we have to move one step forward. One step in the right direction could be that we have a formal procedure how the board deals with advice from the at-large advisory committee. And the second thing is, after we have created now 5 regional at-large organizations and have more than 100 recognized at-large structures, the time is ripe that the at-large community gets 2 voting seats on the ICANN board of directors.
Working Group 5 of the ALEC Summit is dealing with DNS security issues, especially those regarding the prominent case of DNSSEC. We strongly recommend to sign the route as soon as possible, as well as all top-level domains, because we need a valid trust chain. And furthermore, we encourage ICANN to modify the registry and registrant contracts in order to allow the registrant to deploy DNSSEC in a very effective and convenient way. For all other issues on DNS security, we encourage ICANN to deploy the already existing proposals regarding domain abuse, registration abuse, and we hope that ICANN will do this as soon as possible. Thank you.
My name is Neil Schwartzman. I'm with the Coalition Against Unsolicited Commercial Email. We started with a very bare-bones document, and through what I think was an incredible collaborative effort, we came up with something that both I'm personally proud of and something that my constituents, I think, will be most pleased with, particularly as COS is a member of the APWG, the Anti-Phishing Working Group. I think that some of our recommendations were extremely solid, and I'm very proud and very happy to have been a participant of this working group.
Our next speaker will be Caritena Tairu. If you can come over.
Hola, good morning, kia ora koutou, ni hao, bula, namaste. My name is Karaitiana Tairu from the Asia Pacific Regional at Large Organization. We have 5 regional at large organizations that represent the voice and the opinions of the end users from all around the world. They are Africa RALO, Asia Pacific RALO, European RALO, Latin America RALO, and North America RALO. Almost any non-profit organisation can become a regional at-large organisation, or as we call them, a RALO. RALOs usually meet once a month and provide policy input to ICANN submissions and represent the voice of the end users in our regions. This week, all RALOs have concluded their general assemblies, which usually occur between every 12 and 18 months. This has been an important time for all RALOs to meet in person, for the first time to meet their new members and to address important issues that have occurred since the last time we all met. I know for a fact that this week many issues were discussed and rectified. Now, I'd like to introduce the RALOs and their representatives to you. The Africa RALO is the chair, Daida Kesau is the chair, and Fatima is the ALAC member. The AP Rālo, of course, is me, Kiraitiana Tauru. The European Rālo is Wolf Ludwig, is the chairman. The Latin America Caribbean Rālo.
There's an update there. They've done an election, so this is the outgoing chair.
Okay, I apologise. The outgoing chair is Carlton Samuels. The North America Rālo is Evan Lebovich as the chairman, and Darlene Thompson as the secretary. Now I'd like to ask you to enjoy the short film that we're about to play for you, highlighting some of the highlights from the five Rālos from this week. Thank you.
Is this fine? Okay, well, the first thing that we've done today is we got to know a little bit more each other of the participants, and we haven't been revolutionizing the society today, but we are in a process of improving our narrow work, and I think that we've succeeded with Evan's contribution as a chair of that group. We took into consideration all point of views, and in the near future, we're going to keep on working on that, and you will see we will come up with something great.
I think we accomplished a lot today in the fact that we were able at first to see each other, people that I have didn't know before. I have met them. I think we accomplished a lot today in the fact that we went through the agenda with all the way to the end, and I've learned a lot about the GNSO and all the operate processes that have been going around, so I really, really got a lot from this meeting. Thank you.
Olá, eu sou a Silvia Erlen Leite. Estou aqui na
34. I am sorry, but she is speaking in Portuguese.
Internauta do Brasil, Associação Usuários de Internet. Acabei de ser eleita como representante de Lacalo, Amperante ou Alac. E a minha função daqui para frente é levar a voz de todos os usuários de internet, não só do Brasil, que é o meu país, senão de Latinoamérica e também do Caribe. Então, agora, com as novas personalidades, as novas pessoas que foram eleitas, realmente temos um trabalho muito forte a fazer e vamos pedir a colaboração de todo mundo para realmente levar a representação real e não só no papel, não só no cargo de todos os usuários de internet latino-americanos e do Caribe. Obrigado.
Olá, sou
Sergio. Hi, I'm Sergio Salinas Porta, internauta Argentina. We just came out of the Lac Rallo meeting at ICANN. Our main goals at this meeting were to follow the elections that we had to take for the various positions, representation positions, and also to look at things that are important for the internet communities in the world, especially in the Latin American region. Good afternoon. I'm Andres Piazza. I am representative of Agencia Argentina at the General Assembly of Lac Rallo, the Latin American and Caribbean region. We just closed the face-to-face session of this General Assembly for this 2008-2009 period. During this session, we have worked especially in the renewal of the authorities for the following periods. We have elected Silvia Harlan Leite from Brazil as a representative of the ALAC committee. She's a delegate for our area. Sergio Salinas Porto and myself will be working, facilitating communications in the Lac Rallo region with the ALAC members and all of the ALAC committee. He will be chairing the General Assembly for this region. I will be the secretary. And we have a period of hard work ahead of us. We have scheduled some non-regular meetings or extraordinary meetings in order to promote participation. And in the afternoon, we will be meeting with the work groups for the at-large summit. They have a very intense agenda, and we will also be, where we're here at this meeting, we are at the disposal of any internet user in the Latin American region in order to listen to their concerns. And I'm
the University of the West Indies in Kingston, Jamaica. I'm a member of LACRALO. I have just admitted office as the secretary to LACRALO. LACRALO was the first regional at-large organization organized in ICANN. We have been engaged in the policy development process for more than 3 years now. There are still challenges to participation from the region. As you know, the region is very diverse, consists of English-speaking Caribbean islands and, of course, Spanish-speaking Central and Latin America. The internet and what it affords the Caribbean is very important to us because we see the internet as a development imperative. Our job then is to take the concerns of our English-speaking Caribbean users through ALAC into ICANN to underscore the importance of the internet to our development and hopefully to ensure that the concerns and the issues that would be beneficial to the Caribbean users are certainly aired in the ICANN councils and responded to.
Hi, today's APARALO meeting had certain important decisions taken, including appointment of two vice chairs today. Apart from that, we did discuss about various issues of APARALO and the participation. We also had the benefit of ICANN people coming and briefing us about the compliance issues as well as GNSO issues. So today's meeting was attended by almost all the APARALO members, and it has set the tone for the agenda for the next meeting, which is going to happen in Sydney.
Hi. Though we have, we as members of APARALO have met so many times over Skype and teleconference so far, this opportunity brought us face-to-face for the first time. And it's quite an interesting and valuable opportunity for us. And we discussed quite a lot. And we, among the things that we discussed, we also explored the possibility of increasing participation by increasing the number of ALSs in every region. We covered so many aspects and re-elected the chair and elected two vice chairs. And I think the activity is gaining an increased momentum. Thank you.
Today we saw a new election where of two vice chairs, the chair and a secretary, which covered quite a wide and diverse region. So today we have representatives from Hong Kong, China, Pacific Islands, Oceania, the Middle East, and from Japan. So for us, we're quite happy. We've got that wide regional distribution of representatives. And we've also made a commitment to for multilingualism to encourage further participation in APARALO. Likewise, we've made a new commitment to use Skype for our communications, thus removing another barrier to communication and participation from the AP region. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Cheryl Langdon Orr, and apart from being the chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee, I'm also the Asia-Pacific Regional At-Large Organisational Member representing ISOC AU. It's an awful lot of letters, I know. And we've just had our APARALO regional meeting. It was very productive, it was very interesting, and we had very robust discussion about a whole lot of matters, including regional involvement together in IGF, in ICANN activities. We've elected our new chair, two vice chairs, our secretariat. We've planned our work program for the next 12 months. And most importantly, we've had an opportunity to meet, greet, and renew a network that runs from the Arab states through to the Antipodes.
ICANN must provide an enabling environment for Seralos and to enhance further ALS participation. Therefore, RALOS need budget allocation to become more operational and more effective to serve the purpose of our common goal.
URALO wants to strengthen the bottom-up structure of ICANN, and we just had a discussion about the WHOIS policy, which is an important issue for the Europeans, to strengthen privacy also in ICANN policies.
Hello, I'm Bogdan from Romania, from URALO as well. URALO sees this not as the end of the meeting, but the beginning of a process. Et alors, parce que nous sommes de plusieurs nations.
And since we come from various regions, it would be nice to include all of the members of the association.
Ce matin, nous avons donc une réunion de...
This morning we had a meeting of AFRALO. This is the entity that represents Africa. This debate was very interesting, very important with regards to the participation of the ALSs at the level of ICANN. We have agreed to get organized in a group that will be made up of various persons. They will be each specializing in one topic in such a way that we will be holding an important position within the ICANN structure in the decision-making process. The topic that we have chosen is a participation of ALS at the level of Africa and also at the level of the decisions that are made by ICANN, so that the African region may also have a say or a voice in terms of internet development in the world. Thank you very much. Thank you. I am Awa, an elect member of AAC, and I represent ISOC in Mali. Today we will be speaking of various things and specifically about the participation I will be creating a work group that will deal with participation, and we will make a general assessment of our group in Africa. We will see how we'll be getting organized, and we will promote participation, the participation of Africa in these works. I'm Michel Dortrenant from Cameroon. I am here within the framework of the ICANN works. I am a new member. A new at-large member. This morning, we worked on the policies that are necessary for the evolution of participation. And we have thought that the concept of strengthening our capacities and our institutional strengthening was an important item. This is why we would like to draw the attention of all the competent authorities in ICANN, the board and others, because we must be capable of moving this process forward and to contribute our own way to the development of communications. These are our current concerns. On the other hand, we also believe that we will have to define the necessary structures in order to add value to our contributions. Of course, that we will conduct a self-assessment, and each of the members of our team will do so. But at the same time, we need to be capable of putting to practice the communication and awareness tool so that the population that is often marginalized may also participate, and so that we can follow the Millennium Goals.
Hawaii.
Bonjour, je suis Awa Diakité, membre de Afralo. Nous allons vous parler ce matin les thèmes de session. Donc, je vais vous présenter les différentes sessions que nous avons eues, sessions thématiques que nous avons eues lors de nos travaux du sommet. Donc, le premier thème que nous avons,
of the summit. There were various topics that were dealt with. First of all, the future direction of ALAC, and the review organized by Patrick Charin. Another one of the topics was that of registries and registrars and the abuse of domain names, which was organized by Rad Brun and Rudy Vansnik. Third topic, the global participation and regional perspectives, which was organized by Karaitiana Tairu. I apologize for my mispronunciation also of Wolf Ludwig. Finally, there was also a debate on who is, whether it is better to go little by little or more quickly, but we have decided that we need to be cautious. We have to. There was another topic organized by Bo Rendler and Wendy Seltzler. Thank you very much.
Perhaps just to continue, some other thematic sessions that were running were organized by Heike Jensen, Power Issues in the New GTLDs, Gender Development and Big Business. We also have the How Are Internet Rights and Principles Related to the Work of ICANN and Why... I can see it now. How Are the Internet Rights and Principles Related to the Work of ICANN and Why Are They Needed to Protect the User Interest in ICANN Context, organizer Max Senges. And now we have some thematic session video highlights, and I'm finding these video highlights absolutely fantastic. Go ahead, thank you.
Hi, I'm Garth Bruin from newjohn.com, and we just finished the presentation with Rudy Vansnik from Belgium, from the Internet Society. And we covered a lot of abuses within the registrar and registry space. And it's clear that some people were very supportive of our information. There were people from industry, from the registrar industry, who were not pleased with the presentation. And there were some ICANN staff who also questioned the authority of our information. And this is the first presentation of its kind at an ICANN session. So we should have expected that there would be, you know, considerable debate and disagreement about the facts. But we hope that this theme will continue at other ICANN sessions, and more parties will be directly involved, and they'll be able to present their sides of the issue as well. And they'll be able to challenge our data with their data. Thank you.
My name is Rudy Vansnik. I'm a member of the URALO, board member of URALO, and the chair of ISO Belgium. The purpose of the session we did this evening was to try to make understandable the issues a consumer, an internet user, encounters when he goes to the domain name space, especially when we see, or he see, or she sees, that the identity of the owner of that domain name is falsified. And that makes it very confusing for the consumer for getting an identification of the one he wants to try to be confident with, as the end user is at the end the one who decides to buy the product of internet. It could be a product, could be a service, it can also be a domain name. And if the end user tomorrow decides to not buy a domain name or not visit a domain name because they don't trust it, well, that part of the business will go down.
Hi, my name's Glenn McKnight. I've just attended this session as an observer. Very informative session. I wasn't aware of the extent of cybercrime that is associated with people who are posting phony information. It's a serious issue that all countries have to be concerned with, and I'm hopeful that ICANN can step up to the plate with their new auditing procedures to deal with this issue. Thank you.
Outreach is very important to the North American region, just as it is to all the other components of at large, because this is how we help ICANN to realize its vision of getting participation from at large, which is not necessarily internet policy experts, but to get the opinions and the policy input and from the general public, which is groups that do not necessarily have internet policy as their main focus. The main goal of At Large is to try and reach out to those people. And at the session, we discussed a number of creative ideas at which we can figure out ways to do this using the community that is already at ICANN's disposal to be able to do this outreach, get more people involved, get more countries involved, and essentially make ICANN more responsible to its public, and in return make it more in tune with what's necessary from internet end users who have a different perspective than those of the organizations and companies that provide internet services.
Hi, my name's Adam Peake, and I'm a member of the ALAC from Europe. We've just been involved in a participation workshop talking about how we can increase the number of ALSs that are members and participating in ALAC. I'm particularly interested in looking at how we can outreach to new types of organizations, not those that are particularly already interested in internet governance or even internet policy, but a broader range of organizations around the world. I think that's really, really the main thing that I'm going to try and take back from this is how do we find funding to make this possible, and where are the appropriate places we can go and look for potentially interested individuals and interested organizations?
Hello, my name is Edmund Chung, representing Internet Society Hong Kong, which is one of the ALSs in the AP region, Asia Pacific region, RALO. I think I'm quite excited and encouraged by the whole at-large summit in really taking making ICANN as a multi-stakeholder process and I mean the at-large part, a very important part of this multi-stakeholder process. And in our session just now, I think the biggest element was really talking about how to conduct a little more outreach and to get more ALSs involved in participating in the ICANN process. And I'm very encouraged to actually know that hearing from the European perspective, from the North American perspective, and from the Asian perspective, we actually were able to come together and have some action items to bring back to take over to ALAC, and also from there, I guess, taking back to Internet Society Hong Kong to further the outreach and participation process for building a better ICANN, I think.
So in the Who Is session, we entered the long-running saga of who is, privacy protections, and data accessibility needs. And as a group, we concluded that individual privacy is a matter of highest concern, so that while companies should make information available in the Who Is, individual privacy should be protected. The group recognized or considered various needs for information, particularly including access to resolve networking problems and access for law enforcement, and concluded that those were important considerations. We didn't reach any final conclusions on how to address those, but hope that productive work can be done.
Okay, the session we just held had the title
power issues in new GTLDs, gender development and big business. And what we were trying to do was take a step back from the ongoing negotiations of the wording of the applicant guidebook for the new GTLDs and try to find out what the deeper implications, power implications are, specifically in terms of gender and development. And that is a discourse that's absent in ICANN most of the time and that is direly needed, we found out.
I provided a tour from 1999 to the present of the attempts to have an indigenous intellectual property constituency and issues related to GTLDs for stateless peoples or for colonialized peoples, and where we will be going with GTLDs which don't address the $6 model of .com and which might be more broadly useful for humanity than just vanity commercial applications. And it has been fun.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and I was just participating at the workshop on internet rights and principles. It was a very interesting session. We were discussing many things, starting from who is new GTLDs and what the rights implications on those issues are. And like always, issues are very complicated, especially on global level, but we have some ideas, or the members of the those working have some ideas on how to start this process.
Hi, my name is Yannick Skov. I'm from Denmark. Just participated in this session on human rights on the internet and related to the new GTLD program especially. It was interesting to hear opinions from all over the world on the implications that these new programs may have on the individual rights, and it became clear how complicated it is to defend registrant rights, because you have the local laws and you have complicated structure between registry, registrar, and resellers. So one of the things we hope to do is to impose on the registrars to give more information to the registrants on the user rights in terms of auth codes, etc. Seems to be a big problem for many people to get their own domain name back.
Hello, my name is Max Sengis. I'm representing the Committee for Democratic United Nations here as an ALS structure, and we organized a workshop on internet rights and principles and the relation to ICANN, and I think it was a very successful workshop. We identified several policy issues where we are going to follow up and try to represent user rights in terms of who is privacy, in terms of freedom of speech, and when it comes to domain names and new GTLDs, in terms of cultural participation and these the issues that are related to that, small communities that will not be able to register their international domain names and similar problems. But I think most importantly, we decided to work on a registrant rights charter, which is the intention to assure that the registrants of new domain names know about their rights and have a possibility to enforce their rights. Also, there is a notion to introduce that into the new RAA review, and that is the way that we're going to pursue. Thank you.
It's now my pleasure to call Evan to the podium when he stops getting a message from somewhere else. And Evan's going to present on behalf of the whole of the At Large Summit a summing up exercise called Mission to Action.
Counter's already going before I even get up. Maybe that's a sign.
Bonjour, mes amis, mes collègues, les membres de toutes les circonscriptions, et aussi aux employés d'ICANN. C'est un grand plaisir d'être ici devant vous à la clôture du premier sommet de la communauté at large.
It's a pleasure to be here with you at the at large summit.
Staging of the first ever global gathering of ICANN's public constituency.
Soon after my ALS was first recruited to join ICANN at large about 2 years ago, I was exposed to a diversity of opinions and emotions about ICANN, most of which I was not prepared for. It was curiosity and confusion, augmented by an unusual amount of cynicism. My first meeting in San Juan was actually what I consider to be the birthplace of the current at-large, for it was the first time that every region had formalized and we finally had an ALAC that was mainly elected by and representative of the community. Between then and now, I've come to see that the vision that created the at-large infrastructure was, complex though it may be, it is the best long-term path to providing ICANN with high-quality, diverse, and genuine direction. In the 6 days that have just passed, I've come to see that that vision is in the right hands. In the time I've been involved, the ALAC has evolved dramatically. As an example, 2 years ago, I would have told you that AGP actually means a graphics card that you would put in a PC. In the time since then, I've come to know it as something also called the Ad Grace Period, a seemingly benign tool with few equivalents in the normal world of business. At large had witnessed that the AGP had become the core of a particularly nasty form of namespace abuse, domain tasting. It was at large that identified the tasting as contrary to the public interest, initiated processes to study it, and eventually drove measures that would ultimately lead to a dramatic reduction in its use. Since then, at large and its representative ALAC have become increasingly involved in other areas of ICANN policy. We've become a primary supporter of internationalized domain names as well as IPv6. We've asserted ourselves into the domain on Whois data accuracy and also into GTLD creation. We continue to study the various parts of the RAA to identify areas of domain abuse, of registrant abuse, and especially of end-user abuse. We're holding ICANN increasingly accountable as to its transparency, its enforcement activities, and its respect for the rights and needs of registrants and the billions of internet users worldwide. The level of maturity, enthusiasm, and talent evident within at large has clearly been evident in the events being held this past week in this, our first ever summit. In workshops and thematic sessions, we've not only identified challenges, but we've also proposed concrete solutions that will ultimately benefit both ICANN and the public it is charged to serve. Yesterday's workshop on e-crime, another summit initiative, attracted interest throughout the ICANN community. The vision that's inspired these events was a bold one, and it was not without risk, and it also not been easy to achieve. It is a continuing challenge to engage the interest of organizations and individuals who do not have a primary interest in internet governance.
It is an even greater challenge to be informed in languages other than English.
Sometimes we still find within ICANN that merely having the ability to speak does not guarantee that we get listened to. These changes can be addressed, and they are being addressed. The Board Governance Report on the ALAC review has demonstrated admirable understanding of the vision that created at large. The quality of at-large's policy input has, I believe, naturally led to a heightened awareness of and respect for the voice of what is ICANN's largest constituency. Some of our largest challenges, though, come from within. We need to be more active, more assertive, more educated, and more engaged, both within ICANN and within the greater community of internet users. We cannot be intimidated by those who care not for the public good, but we must also be constructive and progressive in our approach. Some healthy cynicism is always useful, but we cannot and must not allow ourselves to be obsessed by it. We are well on our way. The summit has been a critical milestone in the maturation of at large. I hope many of you have had a chance to participate in our many events, and I invite everyone here to go to the website that I hope will be on the slide that comes up soon. There we go. Anyway, I encourage you to go to that website to read about the constructive and realistic policy work that came out of this week's events. In it, you'll find creative and positive approaches to who is, how ICANN can operate better in a global environment. And you'll also find that in some ways, we are amongst the strongest advocates of new GTLDs. To me, the summit is an end of one phase of at-large and the beginning of another. In its success, we see a very clear point of transition. From here that we've demonstrated that we have not only turned vision into mission, but also mission into action. On behalf of the 88 at-large structures attending here and the many more still operating at home, I want to thank ICANN staff, and you all know who you are and where you are here. Your help has been invaluable in creating an event that I believe to have been a complete success by whatever metric you can think of. I want to give a special acknowledgement to Summit Program Chair Wolf Ludwig and his extraordinary talent at herding cats. And I'm delighted to see Nick Ashton Hart in good enough shape to spend some time with us and finally see the fruits of our collective sweat. Stand up. Come on, come on. As we prepare to close the summit today, I hope my fellow members of at-large leave here with a strong, clear, and simple message. This is our ICANN. Ceci est notre ICANN. Esta es nuestra ICANN. What happens next depends on ICANN's holding true to its vision and our community's determination to fulfill it. Now let's go make it happen. Thank you.
My pleasure now to introduce Dr. Paul Toomey, ICANN President and CEO, for an address to this meeting.
Well, thanks so much for that. I think that's been a spectacular presentation this morning. I love the videos. That's fantastic. But I think this idea of from to action, I think really has met the expectations of probably surpassed the expectations of many in the board and the staff who've been working towards this to support this happening, this workshop. I look forward very much to reading the policy inputs that I know across a whole range of issues here. And let me just reinforce, ICANN is a unique organization, a unique community, partly because it can't keep its voice. Thanks. And in building a multi-stakeholder organization that is bottom-up and is global, that deals with technology that is global, and tries to do that in a way that's in some sort of real-time for the technology, sounds great in theory, makes a wonderful academic paper, and is, as we would say in the Antipodes, bloody hard to do. And one of the hardest parts about it, I think, has been how to work out, incorporate, and make representative and fair the voices of the consumer, the voices of the user, the voices of at large. And we've had a 10-year history of this, of how to, you know, attempts to try to make it. And I think this workshop is sort of a high point of moving, not only working through the whole process elements, the whole representational elements, of this, how to make it work. You know, we all know the history of this, or many of us know the history of this. But now, moving towards how do you take this in real content terms, how do you take this in terms of real voice, real input, and turn that into being a major driver of the thinking, of the considerations, of the agenda setting of this very important multi-stakeholder organization that's coordinating a key part of the global communications infrastructure. So my congratulations to you all. I am also incredibly pleased to see Nick back in here. So thank you. I'm glad you've decided to return to us. But also, I'd particularly like to thank those who've coordinated the meeting, those who've chaired it, those who've put together the working groups, etc. Job which is a fantastically well done, and we're looking forward to reading and considering the input that you've produced very carefully. Thank you.
You do just need to stay there. Thanks.
I would like to, though out of program, salute Peter Dengate-Rush, ICANN's chair of the board, who has graciously attended and decided not to take the podium. But I guess everybody is glad to acknowledge your presence here, Peter, and your attention to the developments. And Paul, you get something from this meeting. I'm not even the messenger. I'm the messenger of the message that you will get the message. So don't kill me.
What's happening now, ladies and gentlemen, is the measurables. Here are the products in hard copy of the working group activities. Here is a declaration from the At-Large Summit to ICANN Board.
And Cheryl will do some hammering now.
We've had these at each of our sessions. It's kind of cute because nobody's actually thrown one at anyone across the room. In fact, they've very rarely been used, and I haven't used mine even once, but I am going to use it in just a moment to officially close the At-Large Summit. I'd also like to mention that each of the chairs of the working group, and indeed both you and Evan, Wolf, you and Evan, have one of these that as we finish closing, if the chairs of the working groups come forward, we have one each for you. But right now, with the exception of Khalid, who took his, I'll deal with him later. Right now, I just want to give you a very brief moment of how I feel as in the honourable position of the chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee. And it's summed up pretty much by, wow, job well done. And job well done goes to a whole bunch of very important people. It goes to each and every one of the participants who joined and worked really long, really hard, really robust, really exciting and really productive hours together. Perhaps they were predictive as well. It goes to the staff who have, not just behind the scenes, but in front of you all, worked really almost inhuman hours getting this ready, keeping us looking good and making this apparently magic happen. It goes to each and every one of the regional large organisation, executive team, secretariat, whatever they call themselves, board in Uralo. Each one of them have worked hard to make this happen. And it very much goes to ICANN and specifically the ICANN Board of Directors, because without your support, in cold hard cash we admit, but in your support and your belief that we could do this, this would never have happened in the first place. I don't know what measure you're going to use on a return of investment tool, whether it's going to be the number of policy development points that come in from the individual ALSs, whether it's going to be the increase in general public participation from the edges, but on the measure I'm using right here and right now as I declare this summit closed, this has been a huge success, and thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a hard stop here today, and it really is very, very important that we have the public mic opening very, very shortly. If you are clearing the room, do so, and if you're staying for the most important part, which is the public microphone, please make sure you've get up to your seats and ready. And what are we doing? People are lurking behind me.
We don't have a gavel for Cheryl because it's our experience that Cheryl doesn't require any device in order to run a meeting. So instead of a gavel, we're giving her a certificate for a massage in the spa of this hotel, assuming that that will be far more useful to her and to us.
Okay, I'm expecting Bastien Bachelet, Wolfgang Kleinreicher, Wolf Ludwig, and Evan Lobrovich. And can I have Hauer or someone from Afralo to collect for Fatimata? Thank you.
Batuna balingi baye balikambo yanga na yo bandeko Zungu ya bato baninga batuna katendo kuye Balingi ndeni mio mwana mama Satonge biya e ngoba nyango e Ngoba nyango e
Wolfgang, come on up.
Ngoba nyango e Ngoba nyango e bankana
Yes, I am. Just not up here. Thank you.
Selekanala panalinga mono yo na ndenge ya somo. Batongo baloba na landa teo batu batubal. Babi mi maseke ngo basongere. Batondi banganda e otala bango e. Ngoba nyango e. Ngoba nyango e, 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 ngoba n
to add as host that it's a great honor to have had the ICANN meeting come to Mexico, and in particular the At-Large Summit, which is a unique one-of-a-kind event. Even if there are other summits and they improve on the model, the first meeting has been so successful in the communication and in the construction aspects that it will be remembered as a singular one.
Hi, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee, at the end of another long but productive day at the At-Large Summit. We've had thematic sessions, we've had formal meetings, we've had the closing off of the working group meetings, and it's been busy, 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 but it's been output, output, output. And I'd like to take this opportunity to say each and every one of you, thank you. Thank you on behalf of the regional at large organisations, thank you on behalf of the Summit Planning Committee, and thank you on behalf of the wider ICANN community, because I know, they know, we're going to make a difference. Sala, Dios, son, Gaisena, Dios.